Welcome to the No Spin News for October 29th, 2019. Fight for your freedom. Okay, now this is an important story. So, 2018, the highest total of tax collected by the federal government ever, $1,718 billion from me, from you, from the American worker. I'm a worker, I'm in a union. $1,718 billion. But they spent $4,447 billion. It's unbelievable. So you add another $3 trillion to the national debt. Now, President Trump doesn't care about any of this. He wants to get reelected. Maybe in his second term he will. Maybe. But, you know, he wants to keep the train on the tracks. And the Democrats say, well, you know, we'll shut the government down if you don't give us all the spending. But you got to stop it. So Department of Health and Human Services spent the most money, $1,213,000. That's got to be cut back. Got to be cut back. All right. Social Security spent $1,101 billion. Department of Defense, $653 billion. Oh, that's got to be cut. Now, how you do the Social Security thing is you raise the age, not for people who are participating now, but for under 50s. All right. So if you're an American under 50 years old, Social Security age will be raised. That'll be a start to it. But, you know, this is just wildly out of control. And the Democrats would add, what, $90 trillion more in spending? So the whole economy would collapse. People don't understand. If you vote for Bernie Sanders or Elizabeth Warren, if you support them, the economy is going to collapse if they ever got power. And, you know, you're going to be paying $5, $6 for a gallon of gas. Heat in your house going to triple. You want that? All right. Medicare for All, according to a study by the Committee for a Responsible Federal Budget, good, that's a nonpartisan watchdog group, says you can't afford it no matter how much you tax the wealthy in America. In order to afford Medicare for All in this country of 330 million, you'd have to have a 32% payroll tax, 32%, added onto whatever your income tax rate, 25% income surtax. So I pay, what, 35% of my, so we go up to 60. And then a value-added tax on everything we buy of 42%. So everybody be bankrupt, the whole country be bankrupt. Everybody. Medicare for All. Those are the numbers. There you go. Now, all of this, of course, divides Americans, right? So, you know, when Warren and Sanders and Buttigieg and Biden go around and get people, yay, yay, yay. But Biden, by the way, wouldn't do any of that. So just keep that in mind. And that's why the far left doesn't like Biden. And the New York Times, Washington Post, they don't like, because they know he wouldn't do it. Biden gets elected president, he's not going to do anything. He's going to sit there. The others want to disrupt the whole system. So it used to be, I enjoyed debating, and you saw me on Fox News. I interviewed Bill Clinton a couple of times. I interviewed Barack Obama three times. I interviewed Hillary Clinton. I interviewed every Democrat you can think of, everyone. And I enjoyed it. And it was a back and a forth, a rational discussion. But now I don't think I could do that. I don't think I could have a rational discussion with Elizabeth Warren or Kamala Harris. I can't have in my personal life, if I'm in a position where somebody comes up to me and says, well, I'm a Elizabeth Warren supporter. Well, I'm curious about why, and then I ask certain questions. But I don't debate. I don't try to persuade the person that she or he is wrong in supporting Senator Warren, because it's useless to do that. In my opinion, anyone who would throw in with the socialists is so far away from my way of thinking that there's never going to be a detente, ever. Now, I don't hate those people. I think that they are misguided, and I certainly think the candidates are dangerous. So if you're supporting a dangerous candidate, you know, I don't really have a lot to say to you. Again, I can't persuade them because you're so far out there with the income inequality and the race and the white supremacy and the country's bad and slavery impacts everything and the reparations and the open borders. And I mean, it's just so beyond my belief system that I can't find any common ground. That didn't used to happen to me. And you guys know it. I mean, you saw it. Oh, just Google me and any Democrat, and it'll pop up and you'll see the interaction. You are listening to a free excerpt from BillO'Reilly.com's No Spin News broadcast, where you can actually see me. We'll be right back after this message. Everything is expensive these days, you know that. The government is printing trillions of dollars in consumer prices higher than ever. If the government continues its printing and spending, the dollar could continue its free fall and lose its coveted role as the world reserve currency. Let's hope that doesn't happen. But there are a few things you can do right now. American Hartford Gold can show you how to protect your money, your retirement, your hard-earned savings against inflation by helping you diversify a portion of your portfolio into physical gold and silver. Start with a short phone call, and they can have physical gold and silver delivered right to your door or put inside your 401k or IRA. So please call or text them right now. Tell them Bill O'Reilly sent you. Call 877-444-GOLD, 877-444-GOLD, or text GOLD to 65532. Again, that's 877-444-GOLD, or text GOLD to 65532. Kamala Harris not doing well, 5% in the polls. Campaign is moribund, not going to get anything. I said she might be considered VP, maybe. But now Senator Harris is saying, well, she knows the reason why she's not doing so well. Go.
I have also started to perhaps be more candid, talking about what I describe and what I believe to be the elephant in the room about my campaign.
What is that?
Electability.
What do you mean?
Electability. You know, essentially, is America ready for a woman and a woman of color to be president of the United States?
America was ready for a black man to be president of the United States.
And this conversation happened for him. There is a lack of ability or a difficulty in imagining that someone who we have never seen can do a job that has been done, you know, 45 times by someone who is not that person.
Well, that's the biggest bunch of malarkey. How about that word? I've heard in quite some time. Number one, the Democratic Party would be thrilled to embrace a black woman as their candidate. They want that. Being white works against Biden and Sanders. Okay? So that's the first thing. Number two, the reason Kamala Harris's campaign is nowhere is because she's a bad candidate. She is. I mean, nobody knows what she's talking about, has no charisma. Her record as Attorney General of California is abysmal. She can't explain why she did what she did in that state. I mean, you know, come on. It's not because you're a woman of color, Senator. It's because you're a bad candidate who denied and continues to deny due process and who has no blanking clue how to connect with the folks. Nothing to do with your color or your gender. You are listening to a free excerpt from BillO'Reilly.com's No Spin News broadcast, where you can actually see me. We'll be right back after this message.
Sign up to The Economist for in-depth curated expert analysis of world events and topics ranging from business and culture to science and technology. You'll get the weekly digital edition, online-only articles, curated newsletters on politics, the markets, science, culture, and China, and full access to The Economist Podcast Plus. The Economist is independent journalism for independent thinking. Go to economist.com and get your first month free.
Okay, the mail. Let's go to Greg on the message board. And by the way, the message boards are really lively. You guys should go in there, and if you want to have some fun, constructive fun, and learn stuff. If a Democrat wins, do you see the Republicans attacking that person like the left does now to Trump? I see it's a Barack Obama thing. When President Obama was in office, talk radio ripped him up pretty much on a daily basis. That's probably what would happen. John, left-wing media and Democrats have infiltrated the minds of so many Americans. It's going to be very difficult for President Trump to get reelected. I'm his only supporter in my neighborhood in Maryland. Depends where you are. Maryland is foregone. You know, it's like New York, where I am. New York, they could, you know, they could run Jeffrey Dahmer on the Democratic side who'd win. It's just ridiculous. And Maryland's the same way. But in the heartland, in the far west, in the upper Midwest, Donald Trump's pretty popular. Linda, concierge member. Lots of concierge members, which I have to tell you, Bill, I'm reading The United States Trump. I can hardly put it down. This is a great book, and I'm glad I invested in it. I've read almost everything you've written. Keep up the good work. I'm glad you're enjoying The United States of Trump, Linda. We are in the marketplace now, about 5 weeks. So we want everybody to think about gift-giving that book. The more people that read it, the better for the country. And, you know, if you become a concierge member, you get the book free or a premium member. So those are good gifts. And then you get free books and you can do the math on it. See you tomorrow.